Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on getting that proper old-school rave pressure on vocals inside drum and bass and jungle, but with a twist. Instead of the usual generic sidechain pump, we're going to let the breakbeat itself play the vocal. The goal is a vocal that feels like it's being chopped, opened, filtered, and dirtied by the same microrhythm as your amen or thick edits. Like the break is literally a performance controller, we'll build what I call a roughneck vocal modulator rack. Clean body chain. Telephone band pass chain, distorted bite chain. Then we drive the whole thing from a break ghost track that you don't even need to hear. Set your tempo in the DNB zone, around 172 to 176. Pick a short vocal phrase, 1 to 4 bars. Shouts and commands work ridiculously well for this. Also, consonants matter. If the phrase has strong T, K, P, CH sounds, the modulation reads more aggressive and more rave even before you add distortion. Now grab a breakbeat loop, amen, think, or your own edit, and let's build the controller. Create a new audio track and name it Break Ghost. Drop the break in and warp it cleanly. Set warp mode to beats, preserve transients, and then adjust the envelope amount somewhere around 30 to 60. Lower values are looser and more natural. Higher values get you that choppy, hard-edged control signal. Here's a key concept. This track is not drums in the mix. This track is a control signal, so you want it consistent, clean, and not messing up your master. The most reliable routing move is to set Break Ghost output to sends only. That way it doesn't hit the master, but devices can still listen to it as a sidechain input. If you just mute it, it might work, but sends only is the pro move for fewer surprises. Before we let anything listen to this break, we're going to make the control signal cleaner. This is one of those tiny steps that makes the whole system feel expensive. On Break Ghost, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz to get rid of useless sub rumble that would open the gate constantly. Then boost the snare zones, roughly 180 to 240 Hz for weight, and 2.5 to 4.5 kHz for crack. If hats are dominating, dip around 8 to 12 kHz a bit so the envelope isn't constantly twitching from high-end fizz. After the EQ, add a saturator very lightly, drive 1 to 3 dB, soft clip on. We're not making it audible, we're making the transients more consistent so the modulation triggers the same way every bar. Then add a limiter just kissing 1 to 2 dB of reduction. Again, not for loudness, this is to stop random spikes from over-triggering your gate or envelope follower. Cool, that's your break control brain. Now let's prep the vocal. On your vocal track, put a utility first and gain stage. Aim for peaks around minus 12 to minus 6 dB. You want headroom, because we're going to distort and clip later, and if you start hot, everything turns into flat mush. Optionally, add EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 140 Hz, and if it's harsh, a gentle dip a couple dB around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Keep it subtle, we still want that bite. If the vocal timing is loose, warp it. Complex Pro is the safe choice for full phrases. Turn formants on, and only adjust them if the warp makes it squeaky or cartoonish. Now the rack. Add an audio effect rack on the vocal track. We'll build three chains inside. Chain A is body, the clean anchor. Put EQ 8, high pass around 110 Hz. Add a gentle high shelf if you need a little air, maybe 1 to 2 dB around 8 to 10 kHz. Then a compressor, ratio 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 60 to 120. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. This chain is your intelligibility and timing anchor. If everything else gets messy, this keeps the message landing. Chain B is telephone, that rave bandpass. Add auto filter set to bandpass. Start the frequency around 1.2 kHz and push resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. After that, add saturator, drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. Optionally add redux for grit. Keep it subtle. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. The idea is PA horn and busted mixer, not falling apart. Chain C is distorted bite. Use amp or overdrive. With amp, try clean, blues, or rock depending on how rude you want it. Then EQ 8, high pass harder, like 140 to 200 Hz, and if it stings, dip a touch around 3 to 4 kHz. Put a limiter at the end of this chain just to spike insurance, ceiling at minus 1. Now we set this rack up like an instrument. Map macros, but don't give them unlimited travel. Constrain the ranges so every millimeter of the knob is usable. Macro 1 is gate amount. Macro 2 is filter frequency, mapping to the auto filter frequency on chain B. Macro 3 is dirt, mapping to your saturator drive and your amp or overdrive drive. Macro 4 is throw, which will control a delay send or a delay dry wet. Macro 5 is blend, which can be chain volumes or a chain selector approach. Teacher note, most advanced racks fail because the macros are too wide. If your filter macro can go from 80 Hz to 18 kHz, you'll never land on the sweet spot. Make a musical window like 700 Hz to 2.2 kHz. Same with dirt. Keep it in the edge zone, like +2 to +9 dB total drive across devices, not nuclear. Now we make the breakbeat play the vocal. First, the rhythm. Trance gate style chopping, but jungle flavored. Put a gate before the rack on the vocal track. Turn on sidechain in the gate. Choose break ghost as the sidechain input. Start with threshold around -25 dB, and adjust until the vocal opens on break hits. Return around 6 to 12 dB. Attack super fast, around 0.3 to 1 ms. Hold 10 to 30 ms. Release 40 to 120 ms. Then map the gate threshold to macro 1, your gate amount, so you can perform it. If it feels too 4 on the floor or too EDM, don't just crank release randomly. Shorten release so it stops breathing like a house pump, and increase hold a bit so it follows snare and kick spikes rather than the tail and hat wash. Also, you can raise the gate floor slightly. That keeps a tiny bit of ghost consonant in the gaps, and that reads as speed in DNB. It sounds like the vocal is firing faster without actually getting louder. If you're getting clicks, that's usually attack too fast plus no clip fades. Add tiny fades on the vocal clip edges, or slightly slow the gate attack to 0.5 to 2 ms. Now tone modulation. This is where it gets savage. Add an envelope follower on the vocal track. Put it after the gate. Set the envelope follower's audio source to break ghost. Attack 2 to 8 ms. Release 60 to 160 ms. Adjust gain until the meter is lively but not pinned at the top. Use moderate smoothing unless you deliberately want jitter. Hit map and map the envelope follower to macro 2. Filter frequency, amount +20 to +40 to start. Then map it to macro 3. Dirt, amount +10 to +25. If the movement feels backwards, flip the polarity. Sometimes you want loud break hits to open the filter and add dirt, which is the obvious rave aggression move. Other times, for that vacuum old school feel, invert it so the hits close the filter slightly and the vocal blooms between hits. And notice what we've done conceptually. Gate is binary rhythm, open or close. Envelope follower is continuous tone, like how bright and how nasty right now. Separating those two keeps the vocal from turning into shredded nonsense. Next up, delay throws that are sync to the break, not washing everything. Create a return track called a Veto X throw. Put delay or echo on it. Try 1/8 note, 1/4 note, or 1/8 dotted for jungle swing. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter the delay. Roll off lows below 200 Hz, highs above 7 to 9 kHz, so it sits behind the drums. After the delay, add a compressor with sidechain from break ghost. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 0.1 to 1 ms. Release 80 to 200 ms. Set the threshold so the delay ducks on the hits and swells between hits. Now on the vocal track, automate send A only on specific words. This is crucial. We're not turning on a delay, we're throwing a delay. Classic rave trick. One of my favorite moves is to throw delay on the last word before a snare fill, then hard cut it right at the drop. That hard stop is so effective in DNB, because everything else is busy, and suddenly the vocal effect goes silent like a switchblade. Now the secret sauce, resampling and micro edits, the way jungle was actually built. Create a new audio track called VLOX Resample. Set its input to resampling, or route from the vocal track. Record 8 to 16 bars while you perform the macros. Treat it like playing an instrument, ride gate mount, dirt, maybe blend and throw. Then chop the best moments. Consolidate useful chunks. Slice a new MIDI track by transients if you want stutters and rearrangements. Add pitch pops. Duplicate a slice and transpose it -12 for that locale out, or +7 for that classic rave jump. Use short fades to avoid clicks. And if you want that talking, yowling format nastiness without painful automation, resample a few words. Set the clip to Complex Pro, and nudge formants +/-1 to 3. Re-import those as one shots and place them around snares. Arrangement thinking now, because this stuff only really hits when it has contrast. Try this structure. Intro, filtered break, vocal teased mostly through the telephone chain with light gating. Build, increase gate and dirt, add more throws. Drop, pull back the vocal density. Use short aggressive hits between bass phrases, not constant chatter. Mid-drop switch, bring in resampled stutters. Tighter gate, more distortion. Breakdown, remove the gate and let one clean phrase land with a reverb tail. Second drop, reintroduce gating, but invert the filter modulation so hits get darker instead of brighter. Same idea, new attitude. Quick troubleshooting while you're dialing it in. If the filter is moving too wide and it sounds like accidental wah, reduce the envelope follower amount and narrow the bandpass resonance. If the vocal is fighting the snare, look for masking around 180 to 250 Hz and 2 to 4 kHz. Dip a touch, or automate the vocal down on the snare hits. If distortion makes it flat, it's gain staging. Keep your vocal hitting the drive devices at minus 12 to minus 6 peaks, then add dirt, then trim output. Don't just slam and limit. And if parallel chains smear consonants, make the clean chain your anchor. High pass the distorted chain harder, like 180 to 300 Hz, and collapse it toward mono. Keep the center punchy, keep the width and the effects like the delay return. Advanced variation. If you want to go full mad scientist but still controlled, dual envelope system. Duplicate break ghost into control snare and control hats. On control snare, EQ for 180 to 240 and 2 to 4K. On control hats, EQ mainly 6 to 10K. Use envelope follower from the snare control to drive filter and dirt. Use a second envelope follower from the hat control to add a tiny high shelf or tiny saturation increase. The result is sick. Snare makes the vocal bark. Hats add urgency without wrecking the rhythm.